Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Cameron. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, Cameron. I'm trying to reopen a claim.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your social, please?
Yes, ma'am. 421-47-48-47.
Hey, can you verify your first and last name for me?
Can you say it one more time?
Can you verify your first and last name for me?
Yes, ma'am. Destiny Rich.
And your date of birth?
11/27/1997.
And your driver's license number, please, ma'am.
89889 68.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am, I'm not disabled.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade that you completed in school?
12. I graduated.
Hey, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I want the card.
Okay. So I just have to read you the disclosure for the card.
Can you say it one more time?
I just have to read you the disclosure for the card.
Okay, go ahead.
You've indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are the card replacement fee, which is $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for the prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue the installation of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, what's your mailing address?
104 Seminole. You know how to say Seminole?
Is it Seminole?
Yes, ma'am.
And is it in?
Is 104 Seminole Drive, apartment E.
And is it in Huntsville?
Huntsville, Alabama.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the past year?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for you?
256. 701-1885.
Hey, just to verify, have your mailing address as 104 Seminole Drive Southwest, Apartment E, Huntsville, Alabama 35805.
Yes, ma'am.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
From whom did you purchase the property at 1354 Washington Drive, Syntex Real Estate, First Union Home Equity Bank, Gully Properties, Zefner, or I've never been associated with this property?
I've never been associated with that property.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11325 Spruce Avenue, 6220 Belgrade Drive Northwest, 810 Irving Place, 9 Boyd Circle, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
I've been associated with Belgrade. I used to live on Belgrade when I was a kid.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Phoenix City, Anniston, Madison, or none of the above?
Madison.
Hey, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was the last day that you worked?
The last day, it's been a while. It's been a real while, like last year. I don't know the last day though.
Do you remember what month it was in?
I could say August or last year.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Well, I've been real sick. So my kidneys really stopped me from working right now. So I'm just, my bills behind because I've been in and out of the hospital and stuff like that, so.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Okay. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you, if conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified? Benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work.
Can you say it one more time?
Yes, ma'am. In other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you? If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you were qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work.
Okay. No, ma'am. If you like saying, like, am I able to work on Sunday?
Oh, I was saying, it's since the most recent Sunday. Have you been able to work?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And you said you've been in and out of the hospital, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate? And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And I know you said that you've been sick, ma'am, but it's still just going to make me ask you all the questions.
It's okay.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am, not right now.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time that the restrictions that will prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
Can you say it one more time?
Yes, ma'am. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full-time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that will prevent you from returning to full-time work are removed.
So, basically you're saying, I can turn down full-time work?
Yes, ma'am, in a sense, yes.
So I have to say yes to that question?
I can put no and just put that you know that you've been in and out of the hospital if you like me to do it that way.
Okay, then. Yes, ma'am, you can put it that way.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am. A shift, like a work shift?
Yes, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience or training qualifies. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
Okay, No, ma'am. I really didn't understand the question. I ain't trying to get nothing wrong.
Yes, ma'am. It's just asking would you be available for all work shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, no, ma'am. All
right. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the past 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles would you be willing to travel one way to a job?
I 10 to 15.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
10.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
You said it one time.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Can you explain it?
Is there a labor union helping you find work?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And what was your job title?
Stocking.
And was it more of in a store or was it kind of like a warehouse?
It was a warehouse.
Okay. And are you seeking work? If you were looking for work, would you be looking for something in that?
Yeah. Something that I'm good at.
Okay. And who's your separated employer or the job that you're filing for unemployment for?
Toyota.
And on your pay stubs, is that the business name that shows up?
Yes, ma'am. Did you say anything?
And what city were you working in?
Huntsville, Alabama. Well, Toyota is really on Greenboro, so I think it's still connected with Madison.
And what was the name of the one you were working at?
Toyota.
Yes, ma'am. Did it have like a maybe like a city name in front of it or anything?
Madison, Alabama.
And do you remember the address for it?
I can look it up.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 9000 Greenboro Parkway Northwest, Madison, Alabama. The zip code is 35756.
Right, and did you have a phone number for them?
It's 256-285-5000.
And do you remember what your start date was there?
It was in May, I think. It was, I think, May the 15th.
And that was 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said your last day was in August of last year?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you work in Madison?
Yes, ma'am. It was Madison. Madison.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And you said you're no longer working there because you said you've been sick, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know the name of the person that you advised that you'd have to leave, ma'am?
His name is James.
You said James?
Yes, ma'am.
And you don't remember what exact date that was?
Can you ask me that question one more time? Did you ask me the manager name?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the person that you would let know you'd have to leave.
Oh, yeah, James.
Okay. And do you remember when in August maybe you told him?
I would probably say August the 7th.
And you said the final incident that caused you to leave, just to verify, ma'am, you said you were sick and you're in and out of the hospital?
Yes, ma'am. Because I know I did have COVID. I was positive for COVID, and I went to the hospital before August. And I found out that I had COVID before August. So, you know, I called them. I let them know, like, I wasn't going to be in. And I know my last day, it had to be like the 5th or the 7th day of August.
Okay.
But I had went home early that day, and I told them I had to put them up a 2-week notice and everything, so... Yes, ma'am. I had to let them know that I couldn't be back. I don't want to waste their time and nothing like that.
Yes, ma'am. And did you have any prior issues there before you quit?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Bye. And did your doctor advise you to quit, ma'am?
Oh, I know that I couldn't go back to work because of COVID.
Okay.
I know I had COVID for 2 weeks, and my household ended up catching it, and I know that I had to quarantine.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
I'm now going to give you a PIN number for you to be able to do your weekly certifications. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
I think it's going to be 4797.
4797. Okay, I got it.
All right, so now I'm just going to read you the closing statements.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Hey, Ms. Rich, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So I have to next Sunday, or wait, this Sunday?
Yes, ma'am.
Go online. Okay, then. Well, that's the only question I have for you.
Well, thank you.
I got one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
When I log in, do I have to put any like name or anything?
When you log into your to get ready to do your certifications, you'll just need the PIN number I just gave you, your social, and you'll need to put your email in.
Okay. My name, social, and the code you gave me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Okay.